Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Are you gonna break your computer playing this gosh darn challenge, dude? It's what'd you do with the on ban request, Mal? Did you the on ban request just said PLS? Oh, I feel like I just heard. Oh, bro, I'm dying. They're doing like fire alarm testing, I guess. Oh my god, I can just hear the because there's like speakers that you can use. But the dude keeps like holding the button down to talk when like he's like, okay, I'm like, please come see us if you have a problem. But he's just holding the button down. So it keeps going like squeak. Anyway, just be quick on the mute there. I apologize. It's been known to happen from time to time. Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not even a fire. It's just like, you know, they have like speaker systems. So that, like, when there is a fire, the fire department can be like, hey, what the heck are you doing? Get out, man. I want to suck you up. That's pretty good. Pork chop sandwiches. Exactly. Yeah, don't, look, we've talked about it before. You can't talk about anything nuanced on the internet without being, you know, like, you'd be like, I think there's too many fire alarm tests. People are like, oh, so you want to die in a fire then? And you're like, it's not really what I meant. All I'm saying is I do wonder sometimes if, like, the fact that there's so many tests means that people are no longer alarmed by the alarms and as a result are just like, don't worry, it's just a test. But, you know, you can't go through that on the internet or people are like, this guy loves fire, I guess. So... You ever hear of a story? It's called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Thanks for the raid, Apollo, by the way. Thank you. I mean, yeah, we can't talk about Christopher Columbus either. So, sorry, I didn't see Malf. What'd you do with that on-ban request? It was a pretty good one. Hard deny. It's ruthless, but understandable. I mean, they were talking weird. They thought they were the main character. Dude's out here just saying like testing 1, 2, 3 over and over. Like learn some new numbers, dude. Come on. Yeah, you say testing 1, 2, 3 10 times in a row. What? Yeah, let me help you out. 4, 5, 6. -1, 2, 3. Good one, Malf. Good one. +2, text to speech stream. Yeah, baby. Yeah, people, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like fire preparedness is good. You know, it's just good full stop, but it is also the amount of testing that goes into the preparedness also do be annoying sometimes, because I think firefighters and like fire safety professionals, they have like one of those jobs where it doesn't matter what your schedule is. You're like, how about Saturday at noon? And they're like, how about like in the middle of a workday when everybody's working from home because of COVID? And they're like, how about I'm a firefighter, so we'll do it on my schedule instead of yours. And I'm like, you know, there's not a whole lot I can say about that. I think you got me on that one. You're like, fair enough. How many fires have you put out recently? For the third time, 0. That's what I thought. Hey! The Samson, Homer Samson. You know what's messed up, dude, about... I didn't think about this until I saw a tweet. You know at the start of The Simpsons, when they play the intro, and the car is, like, zooming all over the place, and then it shows you that Maggie's ripping up the steering wheel, and you're like, yo, there's a baby driving that car? And then it pans over to Marge in the driver's seat, and then it's like, oh, it's not a baby driving that car. That's Marge Simpson. Okay, well, here's a question. Marge, why are you driving like an idiot? Like, why were you swerving all over the road before? You're driving so bad, people thought it was a baby. Why is the baby sitting in the front? Yo, Malph, I never thought about that, but you're not wrong. It was a different era. She did put her baby through the checkout before that as well. You're not wrong. Marge canceled. Do your thing. This show's twisted. What the heck were they talking about? She also almost let the baby kill somebody. Yeah, but he was rich, so Chad doesn't care. Oh, but what if he liked anime?
What button? Kill Mr. Burns. Oh, but he's the number one poster on myannylist.com.
That's what you sound like, man. Mr. Burns is just rich. Apart from that, he's a pretty cool guy. Did you see the episode where he blocks out the MF and son, my dude? He blocks out the one where he makes a bunch of coats out of, like, little puppies and stuff like that? Come on, man. Come on. He's also hosting Saturday Night Live on May 8th. Or the episode where people think he's an alien. That's a good one. I don't remember writing a $500 check for bowling. Sir, that's your bowling. Oh, yes. We wouldn't want to miss that. $500 for bowling? There's some scary Simpsons episodes for sure. Or the episode where he stores all the radioactive waste under the city. Sick Mundus. Rafi Roo. Thank you for the gifted subscriptions. Thank you. It was our third fly, though. It adds up. Yeah, man. It adds up. No question. Sick Mundus. Yo, Sick Mundus, dude. Then you get pitted. Just so pitted. You know that one? That's another classic viral video. I'm big into viral videos. Red flag hobbies. You seen the video where it's an ice storm in New York City? And then the news is out interviewing people, and then there's two joggers, and I forget what the lady says. She's like, it's beautiful. Like, it makes me feel so happy to be running, like, in the snow. And then they're like, okay, see you later. And then she runs, like, two more steps and just slips and falls on her back. That's it. Perfect jogging conditions. Perfect texture. Oh, man. That's good stuff. NL, were you ever into snowboarding? Kate loves to snowboard. Growing up in Ontario, didn't do too much snowboarding. Very occasionally had skied before in my life. Like, maybe 3 or 4 times. Came to Vancouver. Every year for Kate's birthday, she wants to go snowboarding, right? So I started to ski again. The ski boots hurt the freaking... They crush my feet. I feel like they crush everybody's feet. For sure. But they, like, other people are like, I have a fun time skiing. And I'm like, the first, like, half hour of skiing is a lot of fun. And then after that, I'm literally just, like, begging for mercy. And I even get, like, I'll even go, like, a size and a half or 2 sizes up. So then Kate was like, hey, did you know when you snowboard, you get soft boots instead of the absolute, like, Nick Bruiser boots that you have to wear when you're skiing? So I was like, dude, let's freaking go. So I snowboarded a couple of times last year, and we got a lesson from a friend of ours, and then for Kate's birthday we went to Whistler. Not last year, now this is 2 years ago now that I think about it. It was pre-COVID 2020, and I got a lesson at Whistler as well, and I was having like a pretty good time. And then, you know, we found out that Kate was pregnant, and, you know, the doctor was like, yeah, no snowboarding, please. And I was like, you know what? That makes perfect sense. So I'm out of practice for sure. But soon, or, you know, I don't know, in a couple of years, start hitting the slopes again. Do I gotta take? I mean, come on. And I'm out of time, cause I'm out of my mind when I wear ski boots. My foot, wait, you got, your foot is wide. My foot is wide, cause you got, like, there have been times, and I don't say this for any kind of, like, street cred, but, cause it's the opposite. It makes me seem like a baby. I do think, by the way, it is related to the way that I walk, I think, like on the balls of my feet. But sorry, I just got to read this comment. It's so good. Were you trying to conceive, or was the baby unplanned? LOL.
It's so good.
It's like halfway through writing it, you recognized it was like probably not an appropriate question to ask a stranger, but then you're like, I know what'll save this. LOL. Anyway, moving on. But like, there have been times where like after like a couple of hours of skiing, we go out to like lunch. When I take the boots off, is actually like I want to cry trying to get the boots off. It's it can be quite painful. Really not gonna answer? No, of course I'm not gonna answer. Hello, live stream fail. Okay, the second one. The first one was some mercy. The second one, I think that one's on me. So yeah, I think, I don't know. I honestly just think ski boots are just uncomfortable and my feet are very wide and I walk like a weirdo, which exacerbates the problem. So I don't think skiing's for me, but snowboarding was, I was having a good time. Snowboard boots, much comfier for sure. I'm not like the Ron Burgundy streamers that like, if you ask them a question, they have to answer it or they get stunlocked forever. Yeah, their vlog, Kate took a vlog of us at Whistler like last year. Again, pre-COVID, call off the dogs, okay? It was pre-COVID, June 12th, just, I'm just causing problems. But I fell down a lot while learning how to snowboard. It's a very like unnatural motion. But I was also telling, I was telling you guys last year, I was like, kids have like an unfair advantage when it comes to like snowboarding and skiing, because they weigh less than adults, so they go slower by default. It's just physics, right? You know, the weight plus the lack of friction is what gives you, you know, propelling. That's probably a way that physics works. Anyway, and then also like when a kid falls down, they've got way less to fall. They just fall down and then they're like, bunk, you know? They're there. They're on the ground in a second. As an adult, like, you can't get away with that. You know, you're falling from like, you know, 5'2" in the air. Plus, like, when you fall, you don't recover as easily when you're older, for sure. I don't think mass matters when you're on a slope. Come on, man. You never play Mario Kart? The bigger characters go faster. Yeah, plus, like, it totally matters. Go back to the Royal Society of England. Say that to Isaac Newton. He'll laugh in your face. Thou doth decree one's mass does not matter. Tell me you didn't take physics without telling me you didn't take physics. LOL. Word on the street is Isaac Newton never laughed at anything. I bet Isaac Newton laughed at a fart once. Everybody's done it. If you don't, I honestly think you might be the most humorless person on planet Earth. What are you doing, drunk guy? It took me a second to figure out, and I was like, oh, it's from Malf's on ban request again. It's so good. What are you doing, drunk guy? Where is Malf today? Dude, he's in chat. He's pogging up in chat. I think the back half of this week is going to be very Malf rich on my stream. We got something planned. I guess I should tell him. No, we don't take that. It's an item for cowards. I think, Mouth, that... Well, I can just tell you. I think we can do PUBG tomorrow if you want to do it, Mouth. And I think that we might be able to get a Mario Party group going for Friday, maybe? He hit me with a dot, dot, dot. Da 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 beep 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 dot dot dot. Dot dot dot. Seems good. Oh, look at that. The pageantry. Chuck Norris in Dodgeball. Classic movie. See Chuck Norris hawking gold on his Twitter account? I just walked into fire and lost my deal with the Angel Chance. Ape together strong. So true, bestie. Dude, I got a taste for the steel, as Sip said. Now that Thanos tweet, it's up to like almost 60,000 likes. The VeggieTales baby carrot tweet got like 5,500, and I'm pissed. Probably would be like one of my most successful tweets ever if you take the Thanos tweet out of the equation. But I'm like, I'm mad, dude. I'm actually like a little upset because it should do better. Is that why you retweeted it? Yeah, exactly. It didn't take off the way I thought it should take off. So I was going to retweet it right away because I was mad. And then I said, no, I'll wait till peak hours. So then I retweeted it like this morning. Thinking that maybe I was like, okay, now the East Coast audience can finally save it from mediocrity. I mean, it still did pretty well, but I'm just trying to become Twitter famous, man. Meanwhile, like if you're in the morning Hafu Among Us lobbies, you can just post like a tweet with a picture that's like having lunch with Five Up at Chipotle, and then like within 3 seconds, it has 15,000 likes, and I'm like, there's not even a punchline. It's not even, there's no joke associated with it. Meanwhile, I make dozens of on par or better tweets and everybody ices me. I'm going to become the imposter. Trying to be funny is not good. Tell me you're a Zoomer without telling me you're a Zoomer. You got to put a lot of effort into looking effortlessly entertaining. You think you're the first generation that invented ironic humor? Back in like 1600s Netherlands, number one comedian, Johan van Laughter, he brought the house down. Oh, whoa. I had a punchline. He was gonna say, I don't want to buy you a tulip. Plus two. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, you guys really like that one, huh? Plus two. Thank you. Plus two. Wow, you guys aren't ready for that one. But you're great grandparents are gonna love it. Dude, there's plus two emotes now, too? Crazy. No! I don't want to hear it, okay? Unless the building is actively burning down, I need you to zip your lip. This guy loves fire, dude. Dude, I got a great idea. Crassus already had this idea, right? Of starting a for-profit fire department and then going around setting people's houses on fire so that they had to call you. Bro, all the good ideas got swallowed up by the first triumvirate. So unfair. That is Crassus. Is that where the word crass came from? Oh, yeah, that's what he did, right? Like, when people's houses were on fire, he would be like, hey, I'll buy your house off you for, like, 75 florins. And they're like, but it's worth at least 10 times that. And he's like, well, it's on fire right now, so I don't think so. And then they're like, okay, fine, 75 florins. And then he was like, all right, guys, move in. And they put out the fire. Business idols, man. That guy, he knew how to drive growth. Say what you will about Crassus. He knew how to provide shareholder value. He's the OG Boglehead. Dude, I'm trying to make Boglehead memes work, but they don't work well because nobody knows what the hell they are. I'm going to say, buddy, you're about as useless as a Rape My Portfolio thread on r/Bogleheads. But nobody cares. It's just about the funniest thing I've ever said, but nobody gets it, man. Jesse, what the hell are you talking about? Has Ryan talked about the fact that Dan bought Weezer NFTs yet? Speak on that for a minute. Let's talk about that. Dan bought Weezer NFTs? Weezer is selling NFTs? Can you expand on this, please? He bought them this morning. Something I think that he would probably... I was going to say he'd rather I didn't talk about it, but then I'm like, how did you find out about it then? You probably talked about it on stream or something like that. Hey, I need to know if this is real. Like, right now, people are going off on Dan, but, like, we need to figure out if this is... he reluctantly mentioned it. It's real. He reluctantly mentioned it. He purchased it on stream. But like, what did he buy? What was Weezer selling? Were they selling a car you could take to work because Rivers Cuomo doesn't need it anymore now that he has his board? He didn't purchase it on stream. He mentioned it. Did he mention that he purchased it? It seems like you're doing some creative silence there to serve as the foundation of plausible deniability. He did it off screen on a break and then reluctantly admitted to it. What a guy, man. So it's like an NBA Top Shot, but for Weezer. It's like a gif of Weezer. Well, I hope he at least got something like from the Blue Album or Pinkerton. Because if it's from Make Believe, like, what can you say? There's a sucker born every minute. It's a picture of John Weezer doing a kickflip. This is about to get... We're like T-minus 24 hours from me getting a DM from Dan that says, like, yo, why does everybody hate NFTs? I'll let you know when it comes in. They're only 20 or 40 bucks, apparently. Well, yeah, if you get them on the primary market. If you got to buy that stuff on StockX afterwards, oh my God. I know somebody in here yesterday was saying, like, and I don't think they meant it as an insult to me. I think they meant it as, like, a joke that insults me a little bit. But they were like, as soon as you hear your favorite streamer talk about stocks, that's how it's like the old parable of, like, when the guy shining your shoes starts to give you stock tips. Like, that's how you know the bubble's at peak inflation. I was like, I think that used to be the case for sure. But for me, it was definitely like when I, like, almost every streamer I follow on Twitter will not miss a single chance to dunk on NFTs about how bad they are. But then when Dogecoin went up like 400% in a week, they were all posting GIFs of the Shiba Inu in like a rocket ship and stuff like that. And I was like, this shit's crashing. This whole market's coming down. 2 days ago, you were like, I hate NFTs. They're horrible for the environment, and anybody who uses them is a traitor to Earth's cause. 2 days later, they were like, to the moon, baby. Anyone else watching their favorite program on television, the Dogecoin graph? And I'm like, you're going, this is the number one sign that we're all going to die. Dude, sorry, I got a little lightheaded there. That making the rocket ship sound, I got a little lightheaded. You're also the guy who predicted COVID would get out of hand. Are you some kind of wizard? I'll just tell you my secret. I basically just bet on pessimism. And really, I'm not right more than 50% of the time. But when you get a couple that look right, like, I'm pretty sure that's like Nostradamus's thing. Like, I'm pretty sure Nostradamus just made a couple of, like, bets that seemed really unlikely. And then when, like, 2 of 3,000 came true, people were like, yo, dude, what the heck? He predicted the rise of Dogecoin and the 2007 New York Giants Super Bowl victory? That's crazy. Nostradamus, he's a freaking hack, man. He also predicted that the Earth would end in the year... 2000. How'd that one work out for you, dumbass? Freaking idiot. Bet you feel stupid now in, like, heaven or whatever. Actually, recently we found out I was using the Julian calendar. It's actually going to be 2012. We found out that the Mayans... were using base 14 they were using a base 14 mathematical system. Anyway, people also thought planes would crash in the year 2000 for Y2K. Yo, but we talked about that with Sips, man. For everything that I know, like when I was a kid, we were all like, Y2K, lol. Remember when people were scared of that? Then when it was only when I got older that people were like, oh yeah, like Y2K like actually would have happened if like hundreds of thousands of people didn't dedicate years of work to preventing it. So it was like, you know, no testing. No. This is the perfect example of the chat backseating. People were like, the mic doesn't pick it up. We can't even hear it. And I'm like, it's because I hit the mute button. Trust me, you could hear it. If you're like, we couldn't hear it before, I'm like, that's because I hit the mute button. voice sounds a little bit like Papers, Please. Papers, Please, baby. Dude, I don't... Just give it to me. Nothing wrong with me. Yeah! That would be sick if I went out there and was like, hey, can you read out some sub names? Can you please say thank you, Farticus, for the gifted subs? Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Nostradamus. Dude, what an idiot. What an absolute moron. Oh. You know they made a TV show based on his predictions coming true? Yeah, but like with the History Channel, I give it like no credit whatsoever. Like they have an entire like subgenre of programs that are just like made up like World War II garbage. There's like a whole series about like Hitler's contact with aliens and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, a couple of episodes, sure. Well, I mean, I'll watch the Cliff Notes, but 10 seasons? Come on, man. You could probably cover it all in maximum, I don't know, like 5 or 6 episodes. Hosted by Mathis Games. Oh, an Omnimoose. Thank you. Thank you for the gifted subscriptions. Can you say an Omnimoose? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The only prophecy I believe in is the ghost dance prophecy. What is the ghost? What is the ghost dance prophecy? This is one of those things that's like popular on image boards, and like as soon as you mention it, people are like, "Don't message it, man. Don't mention it. You're not allowed to talk about what it is." As soon as you mention it, then you know, man. Then you know what it is. If you know what it is, you're beholden to it. Hold on. Can we go back to this Weezer thing? Is there like a link or something? Oh, Handsome Pants TM, also known as Rafael Nadal. Thank you for the gifted subscriptions. Is there a link to this Weezer stuff? I gotta know, man. It's art from their new album. Next up with a cut from their new album, Weezer. Take it away. Dude, what if they mixed it up? You take your board to work. I'll take my car. I can't surfboard to work. It's way too far. It's not even near the beach. It is just downtown. If I tried to surf over there, my body would never be found. Bro, honestly, like, I got nothing really against Blue Album era Weezer. But that being said, I would definitely rather take my car to work. Just saying. I'm crying from that performance. Dude, I don't know what happened, but I learned how to sing. I would say like 1 out of every 5 times that I sing, it actually comes out sounding good. I don't know how it works though. Like I don't know how to do it on purpose. Dude, I'm telling you, but I can only do it when nobody's watching. I'm proud of myself. We haven't gone in the wrong direction a lot. Cap. You take your car to work. I'll take my board. It does sound a little bit like it's too operatic. Sing Nessu Dorma. No, I couldn't possibly. That's not Nessu Dorma. That's a Tripoli. Sing Buddy Holly. I can't hit Rivers Cuomo's. I can't hit his cadence. It's like the Midwest voice, but like it's whiny. Like the part where he goes, wrestle with Jimmy. I can't. It can't be done. It's because it's not a real note. It's just static. That's not Buddy Holly. Ooh wee, you tell me you're not Buddy Holly. Oh, without telling me you're not. Tell me you're Buddy Holly without telling me you're not Buddy Holly. What's with this airplane? Airplane food. What's with this airplane food? What is the deal with the food that they serve on the airplane, my dude? Now, this is plus one, I'll take it. Rumors? No, it's all true. That's true. Buddy Holly did die in a plane crash. So we'll probably rework that one. Twitter, don't do your thing. I apologize. That was a long time ago, though. It was like in the 90s. Okay, we're going down.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.